AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The Senate is expected to vote on and likely pass the $1 trillion infrastructure bill tomorrow.
The bill will represent a substantial down payment towards the level of infrastructure investment our country needs.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says Democrats are also working on the outline of a $3.5 trillion budget bill that, over a 10-year stretch, would provide resources for health care, education, family services, and environmental programs. The measure also includes tax breaks for families and much of the cost covered by tax increases on the rich and corporations. Republican leader Mitch McConnell says he sees the Democrats' plan as costing closer to $5 trillion.
Trillions more borrowing and trillions more spending when inflation is already sticking American families with higher costs.
Pentagon plans to make COVID-19 mandatory next month. AP Sagarmigani has details.
You can consider this memo today as what we would call in the military a warning order.
Spokesman John Kirby says Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin's telling unvaccinated troops to get ready. The plan is to make the vaccine mandatory by September 15th, and maybe sooner if the shots get final FDA approval or infection rates keep rising. Kirby notes troops must already get up to 17 vaccinations.
It just becomes part of that regimen.
And says Austin hopes those who've been unwilling so far will get the COVID vaccine when it's mandatory. Officials say the military vaccination pace has been growing, but the rates vary widely among the services, from more than 74% of the Navy at least partially vaccinated to about half the Army. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A mixed day on Wall Street, the Dow dropping 106 points, the Nasdaq up slightly, 23 points, and a minor gain as well for the S&P 500, 4 points. This is AP News. Members of the New York State Assembly continue their investigation of Governor Andrew Cuomo, an investigation that could lead to his impeachment. Assembly Judiciary Committee Chairman Charles Levine says it's not only including the sexual misconduct allegations against the governor, but also his recently released book and his handling of the COVID-19 deaths inside nursing homes in the state.
The committee is closely reviewing the findings of the Attorney General's detailed report. At the same time, the Assembly's outside counsel, Davis Polk, is continuing to conduct its own thorough, independent, and expeditious investigation.
Scores of Democrats, including President Joe Biden, have urged Cuomo to leave office. About two-thirds of the state assembly members have said they favor an impeachment trial if he refuses to resign. That's according to an Associated Press count. Only a simple majority vote is needed to begin an impeachment trial. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.